Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In this episode, we embark on an inspirational journey with a high school math teacher from Austin, Texas. She has mastered the art of making math engaging and accessible. Somebody had to do it. Well, I think probably more than one person has done it in different ways. But nevertheless, it's a big challenge, right? A big challenge for students learning math, at least a lot of them. I always really struggled in math. So Clara, she's got these innovative tutorials that she's put a lot of work into. It's worked really well in her classroom. And it sparked this idea of bringing her success into the online world, where she can, of course, serve lots of other people and make their lives better and hopefully profit herself. All good things, right? All good things. Key part of the Side Hustle School philosophy, you can do good things for others and for yourself at the same time. So as she contemplates turning her educational magic into an online course or some other resource or tool, let's delve into the platforms and strategies that could catapult the content from local classrooms to global screens. Let's see what we can do to help. How to turn math tutorials into an online course. That's today's episode. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hello, my name is Clara. I'm a high school math teacher from Austin, Texas. Over the years, I've developed a series of engaging math tutorials that have been a hit in my classroom, especially among students who typically struggle with the subject. Given the positive feedback, I'm considering turning these into an online course or series. My question is, what platforms would you recommend for hosting these courses? And could you offer some strategies for effectively marketing them to students and their parents?
Hello, Clara. Congratulations on developing these tutorials. And big kudos to you for taking the process seriously and trying to figure out how can your students learn better. Learn more effectively, efficiently, and also just have more confidence with the subject. I assume that's a big part of it, because as you learn, then you gain confidence and you want to learn more. Whereas if you struggle, then you have this resistance towards learning. So overcoming that is so huge. So well done. Let's see what we can do on getting this out to more people. So for hosting an online course like this, you need a platform for it. Kajabi has actually been a sponsor recently. I do want to give them a shout out. Kajabi, K-A-J-A-B-I, but also Teachable and Thinkific. All three of them are great options. I've used Thinkific in the past. So Kajabi, Teachable, Thinkific, take a quick look at one of those. Maybe one more here. Consider Khan Academy, which is a little bit different, more of an academic-focused audience. Just take a look at those and see how they feel. Maybe make an initial choice. Sign up for a trial, you know, see how it feels without paying any money. And then as you go to building the course, it's a little bit different than the tutorials. You want to take your tutorials and put them in a course format. There's a bit of work involved in that, but nothing that our listener can't handle. And then you want to create some preview content because you have the back end process, the learner experience of the course. And then you also have the front end process where people will hear about it and be sold on it, but they also need some information. So whatever you can do to showcase your teaching style and also build anticipation for the course, that is going to help you. Some people offer what's called a lead magnet, could be like a free introductory course, like partial course, or anything you can do to collect email addresses for a marketing funnel. And then we're going to move into marketing, basically. And we've said a lot about that in other episodes. There's a lot you could do. But I think just having the course available, doing some SEO, keyword research, understand like what parents and students search for when they're looking for online math resources, and then targeting the content, especially on the front end, especially with the sales page to match those terms. That's what you do. I mean, that's your starting point. And there's always more steps. But if you've got something that's working in the real world or in person, let's say, there's no reason why it can't also work online, at least for something like this. It's really just about connecting with your audience and making your resources accessible and enticing. I am cheering you on. I am hoping for your success. Let me know how it goes. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Much more coming up this year, all kinds of updates and case studies, tips, some things that we've never shared before. Really excited for all this to come in the next few months in particular. So stay tuned, subscribe, follow. It's always free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.